Devotion to Our Lady of Trapani, as the Madonna di Trapani is known in Spain, spread rapidly throughout Europe from the 15th century. This Virgin of Trapani was especially venerated by sailors, a fact that facilitated her worship in port cities like Valencia and explains her presence in the old parish of San Andres, where the Fishermen's Guild had its chapel. Like the rest of the altarpieces in the old parish, the altarpiece in this chapel was lost during the Spanish Civil War. However, the canvases that decorate the side walls of the chapel are preserved. In this case, the painter, engraver, and illustrator José Cameron depicts two scenes alluding to the legend of the image of the Virgin of Trapani. José Cameron is an exemplary Rococo painter in Spain. Contrary to the darkness of the Baroque, he opted for bright colors. And although both scenes have religious themes, they almost resemble genre paintings. In the canvas on the left, a woman elegantly dressed in 18th-century fashion strolls through a bucolic and idealized setting. This work is titled Disembarkation of the Image of the Virgin in the Port of Trapani. According to legend, the original image was venerated on Mount Carmel in Palestine and was later moved to a city in Syria. In 1182, Saladin completed the Islamic conquest of this country, so a Christian warrior from Pisa named Gareggio embarked with it for Italy. A storm forced him to moor his ship in the Sicilian port of Trapani. There he had to wait for months to repair the damage caused by the storm, and it was there that the first miracles occurred. Every time the knight was ready to set sail, bad weather prevented him from doing so. Finally, they decided to leave it with the Pisan consul in that city, to be sent to its destination when possible. The second part of the legend is depicted in the second canvas, entitled The Miraculous Arrival of the Madonna of Trapani at the Monastery of the Most Holy Annunciation. The statue of the Virgin was to be transported to the port by oxen-drawn cart. However, the animals, guided by a divine power, took the inland route until they reached the church of the Carmelite Monastery of the Most Holy Annunciation, where it remained forever.